Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I want to talk about miso soup today, Simon, and would you believe we never have done an episode on miso soup?
I find that astonishing.
Isn't it? Amy.
Yes, it is.
It's such a staple of Japanese food, so we're going to demystify it today on your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yumi Steins and Simon Davis here, giving you 5 minutes to listen to a food idea that hopefully you can use immediately. Miso soup is a bit mysterious, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes, it is, isn't it? A lot of people love to eat it, though.
Yeah, at a Japanese restaurant.
But
as far as making it at home, it can seem a little bit out of reach.
Yes.
So I just want to reassure you, first of all, it's not out of reach, but there's a couple of fundamentals that you want to get right.
Mm-hmm.
So the miso stock that you use, the miso paste, it's pretty mainstream now. You can buy it at mainstream supermarkets. You can also get it at Asian grocers, of course.
Yes.
And you can buy it like locally made too by organic,
You can. It
artisan.
Might be your latest farmer's market, right?
Farmer's markets. Yeah. I'm always scared to, it seems like too big a commitment to buy one of those ones.
Okay.
Like, what
Fair
are your
enough.
Credentials here?
Yeah, look, I haven't quizzed the stallholder before. And I've done it once and it was lovely.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's also very good from the supermarket.
It's fine.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's so fine. I mean, if budget is a concern, just buy the cheapest one. But buy the miso that is shiro, which is Japanese for white. So you want the white miso.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the most mild flavor that lends itself to the best miso soup,
yeah.
I think. Now, the trick here is don't ever boil it once you've added the miso paste.
Okay.
Okay, so you can heat it, but don't boil the crap out of it or you'll completely change the flavor.
I was about to say, the flavor profile just changes.
Changes so badly, so drastically. So you don't want to be that person. And also don't overcrowd the soup. So you can have, for instance, tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I would use the silken type.
Yes.
And wakame, which is the specific type of seaweed that goes well in miso soup. So it's completely different to nori seaweed, which is the one that goes on rice.
Wraps around a sushi roll.
Sushi roll. Wakame, which is wakame. It looks like wakame.
It does. It does. But so it's not pronounced like that.
It's not pronounced like that. It's wakame. So what you want to do is then add a bit of dashi if you can, right? But here's the thing. I was with my mum. She was making miso soup and I was like, I've watched you do this my entire life, but I've never actually really scrutinized you as you do it. When she does it, guess what she does?
Doesn't add the dashi.
She uses the miso paste, the fresh tofu, the wakame, but she also uses some instant sachets of miso soup for the dashi.
Extra flavor.
And it's just sort of like quickly bypassing a bit of faff.
Sneaky quick fix.
And then, you know, sometimes some of those little sprinkly sachets, they have like weird tofu cake or some dried onion in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of like adding a few layers without doing any of the work.
I love the sound of that.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so the other thing that I've watched her do is she gets a small bowl and a spoon and scoops some of the water. I'm sort of racing ahead, but basically you get a pot of boiling water on. You have to consider how many people you're feeding. So let's say four. So it's probably 4 cups of water.
Yeah.
And then you want to add in your dashi, which is, you can buy it in powdered form very easily, but, you know, use my mum's trick and add the sachets to the boiling water.
I will be doing that.
Then she scoops out like maybe half a rice bowl of the water from the pot.
Yeah.
And then dissolves 2 tablespoons of miso paste in that bowl sort of pressing against it with the spoon.
Okay. So to create like a sort of solution.
Yeah, then, so a little slurry, as they sometimes
slurry
say.
Slurry indeed.
The tofu, it's a horrible word, that, it is the worst word.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like my teacher. She's a total slurry.
Yeah, exactly. it's a shame for
so
the poor.
The other thing that you want to do is, as I said, a modest amount of tofu.
Yeah.
The wakame will reconstitute and puff up, so you don't want to go nuts with that.
Yeah.
But once you've kind of added everything in, you don't want to be smashing the tofu around. You don't want to be crushing
it's
it.
It's very delicate. It's stuff, delicate, isn't it?
So think of it as something that you want to retain the integrity of the shape of it.
Yes.
So when you pour back the slurry
yes.
of miso paste,
yes.
just think about gently combining that with what remains in the pot without bringing it to the boil and without smashing up the tofu.
Okay.
Okay. And then basically as it's nice and warm but not boiling.
Yes.
You ladle that out.
And you're off to the perfect start. Oh, that could just be it.
That could be the whole thing. It goes really well with rice, with fish dishes, but it can also be a massively successful hangover cure.
Oh, we all need more of those, Yumi.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.